Scott Cassidy made record time on his drive from Los Angeles to Laguna Beach. He sat in his black Prius at the end of the long driveway that led to his former girlfriend's childhood home in Three Arch Bay, an exclusive gated community. He was early, so he rolled down his window and took a deep breath of the salt-infused air. It smelled, as always, like his hometown, warm, breezy, and salty. To him, Laguna Beach was safe and beautiful, where nothing bad ever happened, except the occasional lack of a good swell to surf. He knew it probably would be the last time he'd be here, at this house, so he decided to take a couple of moments and breathe. A few moments to reflect on all of the time he'd spent here in Laura's family home. He was certain Laura would be mad that he was here, but she hadn't told him not to come. Maybe they both needed closure. Mrs. Kincaid had unwittingly provided that opportunity in her quest to bring them back together. It was time to face them both. He drove his car down the long, winding driveway, arriving at the impressive California contemporary-style home Laura's dad had designed and had built on the highest lot in the community. He stepped out of the car and felt as he always did when he arrived at the Kincaid's home, the feeling of being at the top of the world. He walked up the front walk and rang the doorbell. The door swung open, revealing Laura's mom, Marge Kincaid, dressed in her typical golf attire, a bright pink golf shirt and gray golf skirt.
"Scott, so wonderful to see you. Congratulations on being the new Dr. Drake. I watch Days and Nights every day, and you're doing a great job."
Mrs. Kincaid wrapped him in a tight hug. He could smell bacon cooking in the kitchen. His stomach growled.
"You're like a dream, son. Your parents must be thrilled."
"Yes, they're certainly glad, although they hope I'll keep the travel agency going."
"Where are my manners? Come in, come in."
Scott followed her inside the home that was like a second home for him. Spectacular views of the Laguna Beach coastline spread out in front of him, visible through the floor-to-ceiling windows. Just outside the windows was the hot tub made famous on the TV show Laguna Nights. He and Laura had a lot of off-camera fun in that hot tub, too, he remembered with a smile.
"Laura's running a bit late. She had a meeting in town."
Laura's mom seemed nervous, embarrassed even. He suddenly wondered whether Laura knew he had been invited here.
"Coffee?" Mrs. Kincaid asked. "Black, right?"
"Yes, thank you." He pulled out his favorite chair from the kitchen table and sat down as Mrs. Kincaid placed a cup of coffee in front of him.
"So, Scott, is there a possibility that you and Laura will get back together? You always do."
She took the seat across from his. He now knew why he was here. He needed to dash her hopes now. "No, Mrs. Kincaid. Laura and I are better off being friends. That's how we started, and it's what we are now." He took a big drink of his coffee and grimaced as the hot coffee burned his tongue. Mrs. Kincaid drummed her long, pink, polished fingernails on the kitchen table. Then she stood up and walked to the oven.
"I hope you're in the mood for an omelet. I made your favorite, ham and cheese. With bacon, of course."
She placed the plate in front of him and pulled off the aluminum foil. It was as though she had ignored everything he just said. "Aren't you joining me?" Suddenly, he was weirded out to be sitting at his ex-girlfriend's mom's kitchen table eating brunch alone. Where was Mr. Kincaid? Where was Laura?
"I'm not hungry. Please, start eating. Don't let it get cold."
The only sound in the room was Marge's long fingernails drumming on the table. The hairs on the back of his neck stood up. As he hurried to finish his meal, Scott decided Laura was right. Her mom was crazy. He made a mental note to tell Laura that, by text, as soon as he could get out of here.
"Oh, I hear a car in the driveway. That must be Laura. I'll be right back,"
she said, and hurried out of the room like a frightened deer. Scott sensed Laura's presence before he saw her. She walked into the kitchen, her blonde hair swirling around her shoulders, and froze in the doorway. It was evident she had no idea he was coming to brunch.
"Hey, Laura," Scott said.
Standing up awkwardly, he wondered if he should walk over to her and give her a hug or stay put. Scott looked at Mrs. Kincaid, who nodded at him, shooting her eyes in Laura's direction.